Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When we're truly born again by God's Spirit, we're to know that our eternal life begins at that moment. This wonderful and reassuring truth permeates John's entire gospel. Evidently, a short time after Jesus had his nighttime conversation with Nicodemus, telling him he needed to be born again, Jesus went on to share these wonderful words.
For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who refuses to believe in the Son will not see life. Instead, the wrath of God remains on him.
Let me share those words once again. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life. These are the words of Jesus. Clearly, we receive that eternal life the moment we sincerely believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. John had also recorded these words earlier. But to all who receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. You see, this great truth is clear. It's reassuring. You can be certain of your eternal life the moment you truly believe. Have you had that experience?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.